Shalom! This is your humble host, Reb Ya'aravid Emmet, with another exciting edition of the Torah Watchman Show podcast channel. Yes, first of all, thank you so much to my beloved Anchor family. Thank you so much to my beloved Spotify family and even Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for subscribing to me to hear very important latest news events that's impactful not just to the Jewish people, but everyone potentially on the planet. Yes, the title of this podcast edition is Classified Documents. I happen to be a subject matter expert on this subject. Let me give you some detail. I was the information system security manager at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I was responsible for actively monitoring security, physical, and data security for three SCIFs. SCIF stands for Secure Compartmentalized Information Facility, okay? And I have years in the trade with this, about eight to nine years, including when I was active duty days, okay? But let's talk about recently what's happened. I already did a podcast about Mar-a-Lago and I believe Miami, Florida, about President Donald J. Trump, the way the FBI went in, kicked out his lawyers, his representatives, no legal representation at all, and pretty much raided his property, raided his wife's laundry drawer, raided his minor son's room and everything else, turning the house literally upside down to find every single document they saw that's worthy of an FBI director order to go and search, okay? Yeah, they suspected the very worst for Donald J. Trump. He had classified documents there. He had up to top secret SEI. Again, SEI is Secure Compartmentalized Information, the highest classification level of all documents. They were in document folders and things like that. What's interesting and the dichotomy of truth in a way we compare recently are the findings of the DOJ and the White House counsel around President Biden's current scandal that's ongoing. Even Vice President Pence got a call from the National Archives. But anyway, getting back to this, President Donald J. Trump actually had a relationship with National Archives when he left office. And he declared that the President of the United States bears something you call the original classification authority. In other words, without any paperwork, without any phone calls, that would be nice and polite if he called the National Archives. But if he had a stack of papers on his desk, if he had a stack of papers in his file folder, it said, "This whole file folder here, I declare forevermore to be declassified." He could have done that when he was still active president, okay? Not after, okay? So this is what he said and established to be true. He had a relationship with National Archives the way it's supposed to happen. There's a registration ID for every single classification document down to confidential. The confidential, secret, and top secret are the main three subgroups of classified documents. So National Archives is like the big Library of Congress. I mean, they actually have a registration ID. They have audit records. They have an inspector general that watches over all this data and everything else. And they keep it there in case the Pentagon needs to do research. Some of our combat commanders and other people, new presidents that need to access critical information, they can actually, like a library book, bring that document out through a courier package, a courier, a bag. I used to have one of those. Transport it from that SCIF, from that area, to, say, the White House SCIF. And something recently I learned is that the Vice President Pence, who received a call from the National Archives, that he evidently had classified documents there too, he actually was allowed legally to have a SCIF in his house, his residential address, while he was actively serving as vice president to Donald J. Trump. okay? Back to the Mar-a-Lago raid. There was a GSA, government security agency. There was a lock, a padlock, approved by the GSA for remaining classified documents that President Trump claimed that were declassified by his own order, that was in storage, okay? Including personal notes and things of that nature. That was a secure location. When I say it's secure, they had cameras installed. They had Secret Service there as well. It was not like Biden's garage in his Delaware house. It was not like the Penn Center in D.C., in which you had Chinese affiliates and foreigners there openly coming in and out that business office, Professor Biden and everything else, receiving $100 million, whatever, funding from China, and had complete access, non-cleared people having access to top secret information, namely Ukraine, Great Britain, and I can't remember the other caveat, I'm sorry, mental fog there. But anyway, having information there that's supposed to be kept either in National Archives or only viewed in a SCIF, yes. The intel committees, the intelligence committees, like recently been nominated in the House, in Congress, they have to go into a separate room that's approved by an accreditation officer at an ISSM, does all their accreditation paperwork, they do actually monitoring, they do... they read audit logs of attempted logins to controlled networks and things of this nature. So bring this home to you. What's happened to President Biden compared to past President Trump is actually apples and oranges. Why did I say that? Okay, because the documents were found were before he became president. Okay, these documents go even back to 2017, 2016, when he was still a senator. Senator Biden, okay? So, with that being said, none of these documents could have been possibly declassified at any point, unless President Obama gave Biden a gift, a parting gift from the White House, and say, I declassified these documents. I've not heard a peep from Obama, and don't expect him. He had thousands of classified documents at his private residence, I think in Chicago, I believe Chicago, and the National Archives called him, and he had to give up all those documents. And of course, back to President Trump. Trump had a working relationship with National Archives. They came there at least once, and then removed several boxes. They left the other boxes, and knew exactly what was left. The delta of differences, which classified documents or originally classified documents were there in storage. Until the FBI came knocking at the door when President Trump is out of his home and started raided his property. Okay? So anyway, getting back to Biden, you know, it seems like every week there's a new news story about a new box of classified documents found. Several of them in the Delaware home in his personal library. I already mentioned the garage. It's actually ridiculous. And you know, there are strict penalties for the misuse of classified documents. President Biden said these were inadvertently placed, and he said, I don't know what the documents are. He pleads innocence and all of this. So you have classified documents on your private library at home. You have classified documents stuffed away in your garage with your Christmas decorations. And incidentally, his son Hunter Biden, you know, the Hunter laptop thing, FBI sitting on that story, and the Attorney General Garland sitting on that story too. I mean, this classified document story started with supposedly National Archives undoubtedly called White House officials about missing documents they were auditing or something. That's one of their jobs for document retention before the November midterm elections. I mean, Garland knew about this, but he did nothing about it. He gave Biden the benefit of the doubt when these documents were found at the Penn Center in D.C. Instead of sending an FBI raid there, crashing into the business, and then removing the documents. Okay? So going back to the Biden scandal, this is continuing, it's ongoing. But what do we do about this? I mean, you know, Hillary Clinton had a spatial intelligence information like satellite data and things like this on a private email server, literally in a large bathroom or enclosure like that in a private residence, and she was not sent to prison. Now, let's discuss the penalties for this, okay? At least $100,000 for every, I think, every classified document. I think top secret is the toughest or strictest penalty, and many, many years in prison as well. I can't remember exactly, but it's still, you can say things like espionage, you can say gross negligence, incompetence, to say I inadvertently have classified documents misplaced throughout my home, in my garage, you're actually admitting guilt, folks. You're actually admitting guilt. So what, to bring this in conclusion, to have a classified document, first of all, someone has to classify it, okay? Someone who is approved by the President of the United States to classify documents. They're created on a needed basis when you have new intelligence information that synergize with the Department of National Intelligence all over the world. You have documents that aren't releasable to foreign citizens. You have documents that are releasable to NATO partners. All these documents are in a SCIF. They cannot be taken out of SCIF without approval of the so-called SSO, the system security officer, or the chief information officer. They have to approve all of this. Of course, the President of the United States can do anything he damn well pleases, okay? Prior presidents had these issues with classified documents, document retention, everything else, and issues and challenges with the National Archives. Nothing new here. So listen, the American people need to understand this. Whoever's looking at listening to this podcast need to understand this. There are penalties about this. If you and I had classified documents in our garage, next door neighbors found documents in our garage that say the door was open, saw one of these red folders or something, said top secret, and they called the police and called the FBI, whatever, you know you would be under the jail. You'd be heavily fined. You would be charged with treason and espionage for possibly selling secrets to China. But not if you are on the other end of the political spectrum. If you're President Biden, you get the white glove treatment, right? So Garland pretty much allows his own White House counsel to settle these things. They don't want to embarrass the president, right? It's okay to embarrass Trump and his whole family, but it's not okay to embarrass Biden by sending the FBI, and they absolutely had the legal right to do that, but the director of the FBI sat on the story like they sat on the Hunter laptop story for years, folks, years. And if you want to know why Biden had all these classified documents, ask his son, Hunter, with all the legal business dealings he had with Burisma, that defunct power company, power production company in Ukraine, all the slush monies going back and forth. You heard about the cryptocurrency scandal with that as well. Well, Biden was part of that too, and a lot of Democrats too have dirty money on the hands and everything else. And it is dirty as Epstein, you know, the Epstein, you know, scandal too with that, and hush hush about that story. So I hope you understand a little bit more here. Of course, when a SCIF, you have guards, you have security guards, you have biometric scanners for your eyes and for your hands, and before you even come in there, you have read it and read out. You have to read a classification guide for every specialized program that you, before you can look at one classified document. That's something called need to know, okay? So Biden supposedly had the need to know that you didn't have the need to know, pretty much as a private citizen, as a senator. Again, only the President of the United States can declassify a classified document. Only the President of the United States he's the chief executive officer of the Department of Defense. Only he can do this, okay? And he has to be actively serving in the White House to be able to do that, like President Trump. I hope you learned something new. There's a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of people do not understand how critical it is to protect our national security, if even one box of top secret documents were mishandled, misplaced, and if the secrets were stolen and given away to adversarial nations like Russia and Iran, North Korea, North Korea and China, well, you can imagine what would happen with that, okay? It would cause catastrophic, potentially catastrophic damage to the United States. I'm talking about people that are CIA agents that are outed and killed and murdered. I'm talking about our armed forces that could be targeted and murdered. I'm talking about all kinds of horrific things. China's already guilty of stealing intelligence data from the United States, yet people like Biden have made it abundantly easy for the right price to access this information that's supposed to be stored away under lock and key within a skiff. This is Rabbi Yair Ben Emmet signing out. Remember, share the wealth of knowledge and love of truth for everyone's willing to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to embrace it. Well, you live that truth and they'll come running to you. I promise they will. I'm a lighthouse on a hill. I'm not politically correct. I point out the white elephant in the room too. I shoot from the hip. I shoot from the hip as well. I'm signing out now. Thank you so much for your attention and get the message out that I do care about you. Shalom Aleichem.